Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is Reverend Adam Lee. On today's show, we're going to have our co-host, Lolita, from the chat room. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, Adam. What's going on? I'm trying to get the chat room up, so be patient with me, you guys.
Okay. And I have opened the chat room, so as soon as you can log in, you should be able to have it there. And for everyone listening and tuning in today, we may be joined by our second co-host, Metamorphosis, from the chat room as well, who can also be found on our website over at HowPsychic.com. Remember that any spiritual kit right now using the code radio discount, any spiritual kit right now, you can get a good 30% off for the rest of this month. And that's only if you enter radio discount, okay, all lowercase, and that's over at HowPsychic.com. All right, and today's theme is curses, hexes, and how to remove them. And today we're going to be taking callers as normal with questions on any topics in their lives. And remember, today's theme is curses, hexes, and how to remove them. So if anyone feels that they have had a hex, a curse, a block, or just simply pure bad luck and would like to discuss that when they call in, please just refer to today's theme and we shall talk about it. Today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this because a lot of people out there don't believe in the ability for someone to be cursed or hexed, or the ability for anyone to have negative energy, just purely negative energy from others, intentionally or unintentionally attach itself to them. And sometimes what happens here is that we have the ability out there in the world that if we're around negative energy or we're around negative people, that could end up affecting our lives. And sometimes it's what is known as an indirect curse or hex, or just simply affects our luck and prevents us from being able to move forward, especially if we're empathic or psychically or spiritually in tune. Sometimes we don't have a strong enough barrier, and those things can attach itself to us through that means. Now, Lolita, did you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, I do, actually. Sometimes a lot of people feel stuck and not knowing what's going on, and they've been trying and trying in years to come. But, you know, I do find people realizing that they do have some type of a negative attachment. And also, people also can have negative attachments even if they're family or friends, or, you know, even the slightest jealousy. Sometimes we don't think our family or friends, you know, think bad about us. And isn't it, it's not like they're thinking bad, but sometimes people can envy you or be jealous of you, which can also make you stuck or blocked. And so there's so much more than, you know, having bad things. We also have to look at sometimes people thinking good but also envying you too much. In India, we have a thing that it happened to me actually when I was, say, 18 years old. I was in India and my father's side came to visit me and they kept on staring at me and wasn't sure. And my family wasn't there, but my aunt and uncle was there. And so even though they were very warm and welcoming and everything, when I left, in 30 minutes, I got really sick. Really, really, it was terrible. And no one knew, but my aunt knew. And she did a little cleansing with the water in a pot and said a little prayer. And 5 minutes later, I was better because of the attention. Even though they were family, their enviness was too strong, which caused me to get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, great example, Lolita, great example. Well, a lot of people, when we think of curses and hexes and things like that that could be on us, people tend to think directly of someone trying to intently do harm. Yes, that's out there, but it's not the only way that it happens. And you're right. Sometimes it's through people's envy, jealousy, or simply even sometimes how people may not understand. They might even wish the best for us, but not understand our own point of view and completely disagree with us. Now, it's not so much that we're concerned about how people view us and need to be, because really it is ultimately how we view ourselves that matters. But sometimes how people can view us can end up attaching certain energy fields to us. And sometimes that is referred to as a curse, a hex, or just simply bad juju. All right. Well, I see that we have Metamorphosis in the chat room. Now, I do remember the first number of your area code, but please, Lolita?
It's 215.
Okay, so Metamorphosis, if you'd like to join us tonight, then you can go ahead and call in and I'll bring you on air. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead shortly and take our first few callers for today. And we're once more taking callers with a question on any topic in their life. Did you call for me? All right, I'll be down at 9. Thank you. I know. All right, sorry about that. I had one thing to take care of, but we are going to go ahead and take our first caller now. Our first caller is going to be coming in under the area code 916. And you should be on momentarily.
Hello?
And hello, how are you doing today?
It's Mary. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mary?
I am doing just terrifically wonderful. Can I add something to your conversation, and then I just have a very quick question for you, Adam? Okay,
yes.
As far as grounding and shielding, I'd like everybody to know that it's really important to do that. I'm sure that you probably will be if you haven't talked about that on your show. And also, there is a wonderful Archangel Michael invocation that people can use as well. I agree with Lolita about her her insight into negative things and negative people attaching to us, and that sometimes it comes in ways that you don't really understand, but it's there. So I just wanted to say that it's really important to ground and shield yourself, and also to ask for protection every day to help protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's very important, even especially as a light worker, doing that every morning before I go to work. You have to, because if you have light, people, no matter good or bad, come your way. So that's the first thing that people need to do, is learn how to practice of, asking for Archangel Michael. I do it every morning, like you're saying. You got to, protect yourself, and they're there, especially if you have good heart, good intentions, and you're a light worker. And we're all light workers, So we must protect ourselves every day.
You are really right about that. And I do readings and empowerment counseling, and I had something negative attached to me recently, which Adam helped me to remove, which I was really grateful. And I realized that I really wasn't protecting myself in the ways that I should. Now, I do use gemstones and certain gemstones and crystals, strategically placed in the room where I'm doing my readings and empowerment counseling, but I also didn't realize that I wasn't asking for protection and grounding and shielding myself the way I should be. So I was, like you, Lolita, I was allowing things to enter myself that shouldn't be. And I know that, as a light worker, we're more vulnerable.
I hope you do this in your room when you're doing your readings. I do this with family and friends. As soon as they enter, I make sure I do a little blessing, so whatever is attached on them, it doesn't come in the home, and even when they leave sometimes. just to make sure that we're protected and in our home. So I agree with you.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I just wrote that down because that's a really good thing to do as well. And, you know, I appreciate all the insight on this show because it just strengthens. I mean, we all can learn something from each other. And I feel like the lighter our, you know, the brighter our light that shines, the more vulnerable we are to this negative. We attract more negative energy, it seems. And I know that we're going through a major spiritual shift as well, so we have to be doubly careful. So I appreciate this topic. Absolutely.
All right, Mary, Adam, you had a question. Yes.
Yes, I have to ask you this. You know that I just reconnected recently. Yay.
With Tom.
I don't know if you read that, but I have a question for you. It's, can you tell me, I know time frames are really hard, but this is sort of a precarious for me where I'm at now and where we're supposed to be moving. And do you see this move happening before the end of the year because we're sort of hanging in the balance?
Yes, it is still on track for the end of the year. So it is going to happen pretty soon and on time. I don't feel you have anything to worry about in that direction, and I still feel it being a very positive and uplifting move for both of you.
Oh, absolutely, because where we're moving to is going to be better for us emotionally, spiritually, and professionally. But one thing I wanted to ask, and I know you've got other callers, so I'll make it brief. Where I'm living now, they'll continue to work with me because that's where I'm getting kind of. I'm trying to go with the flow. You know, I realize everything happens in its own timing, but
they are going to continue to work with you. Okay.
Okay, good.
I do feel that she has been a very big blessing in your life, and I know that she has done her best attempts at helping you so far and has done a great job. I feel, and I've gotten messages lately, that she was divinely placed in there for this reconnection to be able to transcend and do everything appropriately without harming either one of you. Okay?
Yes, yes.
So I feel that, if anything, she was placed there by St. Michael to help you overcome some of those obstacles. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Have
Mary. Are you going to be around tomorrow, sweetie?
Should be in the afternoon.
Okay, I'll give you a call then.
Oh, awesome. Okay, thanks, Lolita and Metamorphosis. Have a good show.
All right, you too. Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And blessings. All right, well, just as a tidbit for everyone, Mary is one of my dearest coworkers and dearest friends and clients at the same time. Me and her have been working together for years now, and she is really an inspiration, and her situation is an inspiration to all of you out there looking to reconnect and to be with your soulmate, your twin flame, the person that you're always supposed to be with. And Mary has struggled time and time again with that reconnection taking place, but has had success into no matter how many times it's looked gloomy, we have always been able to remain positive and keep her going in the right direction so that reconnection could take place here. So, yes, I am very happy that Mary called in today because the energy itself is an inspiration. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, but I'm going to bring on Metamorphosis here. And hello, Metamorphosis. How are you doing today?
How are you, Adam? I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you, Lolita?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, Meta. What's going on?
Everything is going well. Thank you. Good to be here.
Good, good. All right, well, we're going to take our next caller for today, who should be coming under the area code 818, and you will be on air momentarily. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, how are you guys? Good evening.
Hello, we're doing great.
Good.
May we help you?
My name's Annie, calling from California.
Okay, I didn't quite catch your name. I'm sorry.
Sure, I think I broke up a little bit. Sorry, it's Ebony.
Ebony, okay, nice to meet you, Ebony, and how may we help?
Meet you guys. I guess I have a career question. I have decided to get back into pursuing acting. I used to do commercials, and now I'm moving more on the TV and film side, and have submitted for an agent and a couple of casting directors. I've submitted my headshot and resume. But I'm also thinking about getting another graduate degree. I don't know if it's going to either be marriage and family therapy or speech therapy, and I'm not working, and I'm just trying to kind of figure out where
speech
spirit
therapy
wants to see me in terms of those.
Speech therapy.
Mm. Oh.
I get a...
Yes, you have a very good talent when it comes to articulation and the way that words are conveyed. I am just feeling speech therapy all the way, and I'm seeing it for young to old. So it looks like you're going to be dealing with people from the young ages, like children, up to, you know, young adults. It looks pretty good to me, and it looks like a very prosperitable field of career for you at the same time.
Okay. That's good stuff. And then the acting, I'm thinking probably, I don't know, you probably didn't see much going on with that.
The acting is kind of dormant right now, but don't worry, it will spring up. It's not going to spring up until the spring, okay? So we got two springs in there.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that works.
I do feel that will go well for you. But, the speech therapy is what I get right now. I'm going to pass you along to Metamorphosis, and we'll see what he gets.
Okay, perfect.
Hi, Ebony. How are you?
Hi, Metamorphosis.
Yes,
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ebony. Yeah, there's a couple of things in your reading, really interesting. I agree with Adam. Initially, speech therapy is also a positive. I think that's a very good direction for you. Also, there's something about, I don't know, about maybe opening or creating some sort of a business plan. Are you thinking of doing something along those lines?
You know, I haven't. I definitely know that I'm not a 9-to-5 person that sits at a desk and kind of punches the clock. And I would love to do something where I'm doing my own thing. I don't know what, and I don't know kind of how to begin. I know I'm more creative than anything, but I have been thinking about what could I offer, what could I provide as a service that people, because I still feel like I'm kind of young, and to try to have some experience where I can provide some kind of service that people would actually pay for, I don't know what that would be, but
There is a lot of creativity in your reading, and it's something to do with children. Now, I don't know. You may incorporate your acting ability or your showbiz ability with speech therapy, where you can come up with some sort of a business plan where you can actually help children who may be challenged somewhat with their speech, and turn it into like a sort of like create an acting or something with that the two can go together, and you can reach out to children that way. But I see you with doing something around children.
Okay, that resonates. It makes sense, and I guess I'll go with that because the program is real competitive, and I'm a pretty good student. But these graduate programs, because with all the cutbacks in California, it's super competitive to get in, and I have to take all these courses just to prepare for the graduate portion. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to do that. But anyway, I guess I'm going to try to think about going for it, you know, and just see what happens.
Oh, absolutely. I think you should. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys. I will take all that into consideration. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Hold on. Ebony.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere yet. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to offer this to you because I'm actually going through the process of starting my own business.
Okay.
So if you need assistance on your business plan or for anybody to help you get the government loans, I am here to lend you a hand. I did it on what Metamorphosis is saying. I live in Georgia. They do anything for special needs kids. I used to teach for special needs, and I used to have teachers come in and bring, you know, take students out for speech therapy and all that. I really think you should do what Meta was saying, because that was exactly the same thing that I was thinking, just due to my experience in teaching. You know, you might want to look into another state. I'm not sure. But I would definitely look into doing that. And if you need help, go on to Adam's website whenever you're ready, though, and then he can give you my information. Because
okay,
it's hard because you meet
great.
A lot of people on the way that don't give you the right advice. And I don't mind helping you because it's taken me a year to meet the right people after getting scammed so many times. So I don't mind giving you my resources.
Okay, yeah, and I wouldn't even know that starting off brand new. So that's terrific. I will look into that. Yeah, this is good. This is good stuff from everybody. So,
all right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate that again. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Yeah. Thank you, and you have a great evening.
Too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Meg, you were going to say something.
Who, me?
Who, me? No, I didn't say anything. I just said thank you.
Oh, okay.
The next
Go ahead,
question
Lolita.
Is, do you have a chat room? A chat room. Melissa wants to know, do you see love for her life?
What's the name? Melissa? Marissa?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Melissa.
Yes, I do see love coming into her life, okay? And I feel that that's going to happen pretty soon. We're looking at another few weeks here. However, this is according to her doing what she needs to do right now. The time for her right now is to focus on herself and her stability mentally and financially. I feel that she's pretty stable mentally, but needs to do some work internally on her spiritual being. And I feel that once this happens, all else will flow in, including her love life. I do see a great relationship, a marriage, and two children coming in for you. Even though you only want one to begin with, I do see a second child down the road. So please keep in mind that success is only a step away.
Okay. Meta, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do have a question. Is her name Melissa? Is that the name of the person?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you find out if she has recently or has there been a breakup with another relationship that she was in that it seems I'm getting something here about a past relationship, and I don't know. It's not quite clear. Did she just come out of one, or was she in a long-term relationship that did not work? Is she in the chat room? Is that where you're getting the information from?
Yes. Her name is Puggle Girl, so hopefully she'll respond back on here.
Oh. Okay. Yes, Meta. Okay. All right, here's what I'm getting in the reading. It seems like in order for anything to happen with regard to a new relationship, a healthy relationship, she hasn't closed the door on the past one. She's still holding on to it. She's still, you know, maybe at night when she's at rest or in bed, she may just be thinking about what went wrong or what didn't go right or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's really important to let go of it and realize that people that come into our lives, even sometimes people that are not so healthy for us, they're really gifts in disguise because through that we learn lessons and we move forward in our life. But when you hold on to it, she's really preventing herself for new possibilities. Learn from the past, learn from the relationship, and be aware when the red light goes on, when you're falling into that same type of relationship again. And that's what I'm getting in the card. In order for her to move forward, she must close the door on the past.
I can't agree with you any more than that. I don't think people really understand that. You get people that don't resolve their issues, take care of their past, and then they want a new relationship. The first question is, do you really want to date yourself even? And if you can't even say yes, then don't even move on. I think a lot of people need to take the time out, do a lot of clearing, close chapters in their life, and you'll find that you don't want the person that you were with before. At the end of the day, each relationship is supposed to serve you a purpose, and you must learn from that. And if you don't, they keep coming back into your life. I agree with you, Meta.
Right, okay. Well, she says thanks, so I guess she's in agreement with us. Well, I hope, I wish her luck.
Great.
Hope so.
Great. Yes, good luck to you, sweetie. And we're going to go ahead and take our next caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Please, once more, remember to visit our website at howpsychic.com for any private readings and services that myself or Metamorphosis offers. And once more, my name is Reverend Adam Lee. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 267. And hello, caller, you should be live and on it.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you doing today?
I'm good. My name's Namdi. I just wanted to see if these guys see a victory in my future because,
okay.
I'm struggling. Yes,
there's a court issue going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually sensing, I am sensing that there is a victory in your future here. It looks like you've been battling with this back and forth for quite a long time, and everything you've done,
3-4 years.
Yeah, everything you have done has kind of it set you back in a way. It's like every time you build your energy up, you build your defenses up, it's like it gets sucked all the way into this black hole and never to be seen again. And you have to keep rebuilding this case. You have to keep rebuilding everything. And I'm sensing that there is some type of energy that has attached itself to you. And these people are not only targeting you on the way of, like, the legal system, but I think that somehow spiritually they have attached cords to you and are trying to just basically tear you down as much as they can. There's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of just anger towards you for no apparent reason. And I feel like this isn't the only set of individuals or the only person that you've ever come across like this. I feel that for quite a long time in your life, you have been bombarded by people of a very highly negative caliber. And I feel that this is something that can be cleansed away, can be helped. And I feel like I can help you through private consultation to find out the ways that you would need to cleanse this away and to get a little spiritual help on this. Although I do know that you have used spiritual means in the past, none of those have really seemed to be very successful for you.
No, they haven't, but I truly believe that one day, you know, it'll all go in my favor.
Oh, yes, it will, and I know it will. So I'm going to pass you along to Metamorphosis now, and just as a reminder, if you want a private consultation on that, my website's howpsychic.com, and both of us provide our services on that site. Metamorphosis, right. What are you seeing for him?
Yes. Now, Nami, did you say you have a court issue? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I have legal troubles.
Legal problems.
I really don't want to talk about it. You know.
No. I'm not probing you to talk about it. I just wasn't clear on what the question was about. Okay. It does show a victory here. I do see. There's a number 3 very strong in your reading. So what I'm going to say, in about 3 months, something is going to come up that is going to bring the issue that you're calling about onto a totally different level. Now, also, Namdi, in your card, it looks like there's the loss of 3 people. Now, when I say the loss of 3 people, it doesn't mean necessarily that they have passed away, but what I'm seeing here, there's something about 3 people that either may be friends or family that maybe have disappointed you, or you feel that they're not really on your side or in favor of you. The other thing that the reading is saying to me is be careful not to fall into any kind of, don't allow yourself to fall into any type of depression, because that can really hurt you on the spiritual level. You know, depression is very dark. It's very dark. I'm sorry?
I said you're right. I crush it. Every day I wake up depressed, you know.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. When you wake up depressed, you want to ask your source, your higher power, God, whatever you label it, to give you that strength and that life to get through. You will get through. Things are going to work out for you. It's in your reading. Also, you are very, very psychic yourself. I just don't think you have enough belief in yourself, and there's a lot of doubt going on inside you. Again, maybe because of people that have hurt you or have disappointed you. Now, is there anything going on, with, you know, when I mentioned three people, is there anything going on? Can you relate to that in any way?
As three people, what do you mean? Can you rephrase the question again, please?
Yeah, in your card, I see three people that may have disappoint you or hurt you.
Well, one of them for sure is my father, you know.
Okay.
Bleed alcoholic.
Okay.
Never did anything.
It seems like there were two other people, you know, and your father, of course, is a very important person in your life. So that would be very painful. But, Namdi, what I want to say to you is don't focus on what hurt you so much, because there are other people behind you that are very much for you and are very much in your favor. You just don't see that. You're too focused on the negative stuff. And that's the thing that you really have to shift away from, because it's not going to help you. It's going to not only bring you down, but it can hurt you every day. It can hurt you on your job. It can hurt you in your relationships. It can hurt you on your choices. So what I'm saying to you, it's important for you to maybe get involved with some meditation, do some spiritual work, some energy balancing, all those things that are going to help your soul, to bring more light around your soul, because your soul has been depleted because of some of the disappointments or the hurts in your life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Can I add to
that? Okay, good luck to you.
Go ahead, Lolita.
I also want to add that, and the more we do focus on the bad things, the more we're actually recreating the story. So if it happened 30 years ago, now you're bringing that picture to the present. So every time we do think that way and we're bitter towards that person or to the scenario or whatever happened, we're actually remembering it, recreating it, which is putting us 10 steps back. Does that make sense, hon?
Yeah, it does. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to ever, and you know what? The first thing you need to do is, even at night or whatever, like they're saying, light a white candle. You know, write down whatever you want to release, especially during full moon and new moon. You know, that's a good time to, like, release a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we have a choice. We have a choice to let that go. And that is a true fact. We don't have to live that way. But once you release it and you keep moving forward, like Netta and Adam says, you're going to definitely shift. You're going to find people leaving your life and people maybe coming back in your life, because you as a person is shifting. And, you know, find a group, find a place or mentor, whether it be Adam or Netta, to help you get those intuitive abilities, because you're given these gifts and you're here as a light worker. And if you don't know, you know, we're here to help you, but definitely do some releasing and let that go, because you're not going to get anywhere. No, you're not going to get anywhere at all by doing that. You'll cause yourself to get sick even more and not get your blessings that you're not going to be able to get your blessings that you want to receive, because you're living in the past and all the bad times.
I think for the last 15 years, I never woke up to looking forward to anything, you know, just work, home. It's all been just, you know, down to.
All right. I have to add a little something here. Mm-hmm. There's an old saying that if we allow our problems to get in the way of our blessings, then we are not going to get anywhere in this world. Okay. But ultimately, I feel you have done as much as you feel you have been able to accomplish or done yourself to get over this, but it's very difficult when you're trying to handle something like this alone and without the help or just simply the ear to talk to, someone to give you some wisdom and some advice on this, where I feel like people that you have talked to this about, yeah, may at first seem willing to help you, but then end up going away at the same time down the road. And another thing that I kept feeling here is maybe one of the people that Metamorphosis was picking up on that was going away, one of those three people, is I feel that there was a relationship type of opportunity in your life with someone. And that individual, while you found yourself very attracted towards them, they seem to have been in a world all on their own and ended up escaping from everything and just kind of went away and ran away, in a sense, from the way it feels.
Yeah, on that note, you know, definitely if you need some assistance, check out our website. We're all three here to help you. You know, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
This may be your day to, you know, wanting to get some guidance, mentorship. So definitely check out Adam's website. Meta's on there, Adam, and go to ohiopsychic.com. And definitely we're here to help you, hon, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, you have a
thank
great night.
You. And that website is how, as in H-O-W, and then just plain old psychic.com. So have a great day. Many blessings to you, and we send off these blessings for you. All right. Well, now we have a topic today, Metamorphosis, on curses and energies that we pick up on from other people and how we can handle them, how we can get rid of these energies, cutting the cords in a sense. Do you have anything to add to the topic?
Well, you know, I have my own belief about that. We really can't avoid what people say about us or the things that they may wish on us. You can't avoid that. And you generally, when that happens, and this happened to me in my life, I don't own it. I don't allow myself to own any of that stuff. In fact, if it does happen, I just send. You see, when people are jealous, it's, you know, they think of it on a physical level, whether you're, you know, what you may possess or what you look like, but it has nothing to do with that. When people feel jealousy, it's because it's on a level of energy. They're vibrating on a lower frequency. And when a person loses that frequency of energy, a person who is vibrating on a lower frequency wants to vibrate on that energy level, wants to be up there, because the higher the frequency, the closer we get to source. And I think the caller, I tuned in late when she was saying that, you know, when you practice a lot of spiritual work, you're raising your frequency, and you're starting to vibrate on that same, not the same, but on the higher frequency to source. Now, when people are jealous, they don't know why they're jealous. They think, oh, well, they have a house, or they have a car, or they're good-looking, or they have a boyfriend, or they're married. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the frequency. So how I handle it, number one, I don't own it when I feel that from someone. What I try to do is send them some of that energy. Send them some of that light. Embrace them. Because what it is, it's that lower vibration for that. And what is the highest vibration of all? It's the vibration of love. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what the whole vibration system is based on. It's on love. And the higher you go, the more love you're bringing to yourself and to the world and to people around you. So when people don't feel that love vibration or it's on a lower frequency, just send them more. I personally don't believe that someone can put a hex on you or someone can put a curse on you. I don't own that. I never believed in it. I think that if that was my belief system, then I would be afraid to go out my front door, because you never know who's going to be cursing you or putting hexes on you.
Well, that's understandable.
So, So, I mean, if that was my belief system, I'd go under the covers and never come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't own that. I don't own that at all. And if I do feel...
You know, Med, sometimes the way you have a point of view on this is the best way, because sometimes when we do not acknowledge the existence of these things is when we give those things less power over us.
Absolutely. And I
agree with you to a degree. Personally, I believe that those things exist. I don't think that they exist as commonly as certain people believe they do, but I do believe that they exist. And I feel that when we ignore the fact that they can harm us and we don't put very much stock into them is when we are the least affected by them.
Well, exactly. And we know they exist. Yes, we know that people can be jealous, and we know that people can say some not nice things. But I'm always surrounded. I try to be always connected to Source. And as long as I'm connected to Source, I know I'll be okay. And when I'm not connected to Source, and there are days when I feel that disconnection because of maybe work I'm not doing or whatever, I can feel that the almost a depression that we were just talking to Nami
uh-huh.
about. So when you're connected to Source, there's constant abundance. There's a constant abundance of love and light. It's always there. It never stops. It's just that when we disconnect from it, that it stops.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
all
great.
Right.
I have a chat question, but I want to add something to that before we go to the chat question too, Angel. That's funny how you're saying that because, you know, the higher your vibration goes, you actually learn how to send white light to that person because, you know, they're just not at a good place. I just had to learn that through going to work, that I had a boss, people that were just giving me a hard time, but at the end of the day, you know, I was just sending them lots of white light. And I think when people get to that level and understand how it works, you know, and this is what we're here to do, is teach them that you have more control of what to accept, what not to accept.
It's
about choices. It's all about choices. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, the next chat question really quick is, her name is Tina. Can you tell me what you see regarding my love life? She reconnected with an ex-lover, and we talked about getting back together, but told him he had to end it with someone else, and then we can go from there. Haven't heard from him. He lost his house in the interim, so I don't know where all this will lead, but either way, I'm ready to get back into relationships. Thanks.
Okay. Well, actually, I do not feel that he's going to have been disappeared for very long. However, when he does come back around, I feel in a sense that you may have moved on yourself. Because I see another opportunity, a brand new person coming in, one that you do not know by any means necessary from your past. And I feel that the new individual has a lot more going for them, much more stable, doesn't have anything hanging up from the past holding them back. I feel this new individual has all of their ducks in a row, so to speak, and I feel that the old individual, while you maintain a sense of caring, love, and compassion, as well as attraction towards them, I feel when they return, it may be too late for them. And I feel, in a sense, this is what is going to, in a sense, teach them the lesson that they need to learn, how to quicken their pace and take the healing that they need to take for their own selves. I feel that you are very blessed in your life, and you are truly blessed in your life, but this doesn't necessarily mean that you are the richest or the most powerful individual out in the world, or certainly not the most prosperitable. However, you are blessed through the experiences that you have had, both good and bad, as they have always been and always will continue to be learning experiences for you. I feel that you have always had a roof over your head and food in your stomach, no matter how close you have come to not being able to pay the bills. I do see that your relationships, your love life, will blossom and will come in this next month for you, in the month of December, before Christmas is what I can tell you. And I feel all of this is great and powerful because you are manifesting this into your life. You have struggled for years, eons, trying to learn how to manifest, trying to learn how to think positive and be positive, to draw in positive abilities. Well, I'm here to tell you that you are on track, you are doing good, and you know how you're doing good is because you're asking, well, what am I doing wrong? You're thinking for a moment on how you can make adjustments, and that's what tells you that you're on the right path. All right, well, I'm going to pass you along the metamorphosis, and let's see what metamorphosis has for you.
Okay, with regard to your ex-lover and wanting to get back, you will get back with him only for the purpose of closure. It doesn't show here that your relationship with him is going to continue. It just there has to be final closure with the relationship. That's what I'm getting in my cards here. And also what I have in my cards here, it looks like there may be someone who is ailing around this person that may be having some health issues.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for that, man, and blessings to you, all of our callers, all of our listeners, everyone that has been tuning into our shows. I want to send a great big thanks out to all of you because it is truly in thanks to you that our show and our business has been growing each and every week. Once more, it is always an honor to have Lolita and Metamorphosis here from the chat room, also co-hosting live on air. As always, it's an honor, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, everyone. Namaste and good night.
Good night.
Good night.